4:53 a.m. Central African Time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha, on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Yes, it's today the 14th of Sha'ban, 1444. And yes, 16 days left for the beautiful, holy, blessed month of the month of Ramadan. And yes, our beloved Ustad will be going to Maritzburg today. And yes, Mawlana Salim Karim as well will be with us here in Johannesburg today, inshallah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Sha'ban, 1444. Tonight, according to us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, is a big auspicious night. So therefore, we should try and engage ourselves in good deeds and stay away from all types of vices and sins. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 25, Surah Furqan, and verses 58, 59, and 60. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, watawakkal, and place your trust. What is the meaning of that, place your trust? It means that use all the means at your disposal that are permissible, but the result, leave it in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You get married, you use all the permissible ways, and after 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, there's no children. So leave it. So you put and place your trust in Almighty Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Place your trust in Allah, who is ever living and will never ever die. Death is for creation, for me and you. So Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the only exclusive creator of the entire universe. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Everybody, everything shall perish except Him, Almighty Allah. He was, He is, He will always be. And remember that, that's in chapter 28, verse 88. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ, and glorify His praises. Read now with me. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَحَمْدِهِ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَحَمْدِهِ. Every creation of Almighty Allah, we hear the chirping of the birds, we hear the sounds of the cats and the kitten, we hear the noise of the rooster and the boosters, and we hear so many other sounds. You must remember that. So they all are reading, سُبْحَانَ Allah wa hamdihi wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. But you, O human being, you can never fathom and comprehend it. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. And He, Almighty Allah, alone, He is all aware of the sins of human beings. Therefore, He gives us auspicious occasions like tonight, the 15th night of Sha'ban, Shab-e Bara'at, the night of emancipation, liberation. So use it to the maximum and to the optimum of our benefit. خَبِيرًا, if you want to join, خَبِيرًا نِلْ الَّذِي. So that noon there is called noon قُتْنِي. Like cotton joins the fabric and material, so noon قُتْنِي joins, you must remember the words together. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between, the entire universe, in 6 days. He started, remember, on a Saturday, and thereafter Almighty Allah finished on the Thursday. He could create it in one split second, but showing human beings, things will happen gradually. So that is what we must learn. As they say, Rome was not built in a day. So remember that on that Thursday, the universe was created. And Friday, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala then created the masterpiece. And who is the masterpiece? He, Adam, peace be upon him. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And remember, this is our Muslim belief. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Indeed, we created the heavens, the earth, the entire universe in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. And no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion even touched us. Chapter 50, Surah Qaf, and verse number 38. When we were in school, the primary school, 7, 8, 9 years old, then the Christian non-Muslim teachers, Allah forbid, would inform us. We had a subject called religious studies. They said, "Oh, children, do you know God created the universe in 6 days, Monday to Saturday, and Sunday he was tired, he had to go and retire, and he was exhausted. All this is blasphemy. If a person says that, utters that, is out of the fold of Islam." AK 47A, AK 255, go read chapter 2 and verse AK Ayatul Kursi, the most majestic verse in the noble Quran, verse 255. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Who is Almighty Allah? There is none worthy of worship except him. We bow down to him alone, not to creation. We prostrate to him alone, not to creation, and we worship him. He's alone, Al-Hayy, the ever-living, Al-Qayyum, he is self-subsisting. He does not need anybody, anything, any creation, any time, any place. That is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ta'akhudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. No slumber, no sleep overtakes him. That is Almighty Allah. Chapter 2, verse 255, AK Ayatul Kursi, 255. So Subhan, so Almighty Allah states, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. And then he established himself there on the arsh, on the throne. That all he knows is allegorical, mutashabihat. We with our puny little brains can never understand it. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ حَقٌ, that istiwa is the truth. وَالْكَيْفِيَّةُ مَجْهُولَ, how it happened, when it happened, all that is beyond our perception, comprehension. And don't probe in these matters. Was su'alu anhu bid'ah. Just leave it out. Don't question too many things here. So today some people want to say that Almighty Allah is confined to a certain place or a certain space. So my response to them is that the arsh, the throne of Allah, is makhluk. So where was Almighty Allah before the arsh? Where will Allah Ta'ala be after the arsh also is destroyed? Quran says, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ عَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجُّ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah gives the answer himself. Surah chapter 2, verse 115, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. The east, the west, the entire universe belongs solely, only, exclusively to him. Wherever you turn, there you will find the countenance of Allah. You will find Allah Ta'ala's essence. So remember, he is omnipresent. He wants to be wherever he is. Ar-Rahman. And Allah's attribute is very, very gracious. Fas'al bihi khabira. Ask the people who know. Ask the prophets and messengers. They were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala to propagate the true message. So that is what we believe in wahi revelation. Not the theory and concept of politicians and of, remember, scientists and professors. Every day they changing and so forth. So that got nothing to do with us. Now these non-Muslims, they would make a mockery, make sarcastic remarks. When he's told to them, make sajda, prostrate to Rahman, Allah Jalla wa Ala, who's very gracious. Qalu, they would say, Waman Rahman? And what is Rahman? Not man, manir Rahman. Man is animate. And remember, man Rahman, inanimate. So making a mockery. And what is this Rahman? So who is a stone? Is a pillar? Or what it is? Allah forbid. Anasjudu, what? We must make sajda, the kuffar, the non-Muslim would say, lima ta'muruna, what you are commanding us, wazadahum nufura, their aversion, their hatred only increased. So yeah, there is a sajda tilawat, for the Hanafis is wajib, compulsory. Those of you listening to it, you can perform it now, or anytime, you must remember, before Fajr, after Fajr, or after sunrise, and so forth, 15 minutes. And remember that Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali say it's sunnah. You perform it, you are rewarded. And if you don't perform it, there will not be any sin upon you. So you should know that this is live, it's not a recording. Let's take you around the world and show you. You must remember what's really happening. Turkey, the opposition is a secular parties. They follow Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, the Murtad, the enemy of Islam. They have united on one candidate. So he will take on Erdogan in the elections on 14 May in Turkey. Turkey has 85 million people. So inshallah, we hope and pray Erdogan will win. And remember, America, Israel, all will be supporting the opposition, obviously. Then they say there's gender apartheid in Afghanistan. That is what you must remember the West is saying. So my question to you is there no apartheid in India? Is there no apartheid in Israel? So why you don't address those issues there? You only want to speak of Afghanistan. So when the Muslims and the Palestinians are treated like third, fourth class citizens, when the Muslims are treated second, third class citizens, remember in India. So this is the hypocrisy of the West and the white man. Always remember that. So see, a Syrian person, look at this. Amjad Yusuf of Syria is indicted by the US. He committed this crime 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So why you don't indict the Israeli haramis, the war criminals, Smotrich? You're still going to give him a visa, it seems like. The war criminal Bibi Netanyahu. So here's all the news from the Haaretz. The pro-democracy there in Israel have claimed the flag from the settlers. Settlers zero, and the pro-democracy who are marching every Saturday night are winning. So that's what Haaretz is telling you. Now look at the haramis. Why you don't speak of this? The Jutlas are a cursed nation. You know the world saw what they did in Hawara or Hawara, whatever way you want to pronounce it. So one settler was sentenced. So what the court did, the court shortened his detention for the settler or settlers. This is justice system with inverted commas there in Israel. The Jutla, the murderers will commit a crime. So for them, suspended sentence, shortened the sentence. And Palestinians, shoot them and then we'll ask questions. So 80% of the Jutlas and the Jews will suffer if Bibi Netanyahu and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, they are judicial reforms go through, then economically 80% of the Jutlas will suffer. Israel, listen to the story. When I tell you Shias are kuffar, you must understand things. Why Israel does not attack Iran directly? Why America does not attack Iran directly? Listen to the story. Go and read it and go explore it. You will find it. Israel exporting arms to Azerbaijan. I repeat, Israel exporting arms to Azerbaijan. But how does it reach there? Iran is involved somehow, somehow. So remember that Israel making clandestine deals with Iran. Therefore, we tell you the founding fathers of Shiaism are also Jutlas and Jews. And this is mentioned in the Shia Kitab Rijalul Kashi, Abdullah bin Sabah. And therefore, we say for us, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, and Shias, both our enemy, and both of them stay far away from them. Mexico, four U.S. citizens are kidnapped, and the country now looking for the four American guys. But what you were doing there in Mexico, they went to buy drugs. Can you believe that? There in Ukraine, eastern Ukraine, there's a place called Bakhmut, and Putin has surrounded it with his troops from three sides. They don't have anywhere to run, and they're catching a good hiding. Alhamdulillah, Putin, you're a bigger army, but yet we support you. 23 U.S. people arrested for terrorism. Why? They wanted to blow up a police station and so forth. So things are happening there. Now listen to this, you Muslims. And tonight you must make special dua. I told you the Saudi regime. I speak of MBS and Murtad bin Shaitan. They kuffar. They got nothing to do with Islam. You must remember there's a sheikh in Saudi, senior sheikh, Sheikh Imad. And he went on Twitter and he spoke against the Saudi regime and said all this entertainment you've got, all these musical shows, bikini beaches, cinemas, all are haram in Islam. But you know MBS can never accept, you must remember, criticism. So he has been arrested 2-3 days ago. Sheikh Imad, make special dua for him. You know Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, the Imam of the Haram, he delivered the khutbah. Don't go to cinema. They put him in jail for 10 years. You tell me this guy is a Muslim. He murdered Jamal Khashoggi. And you must remember then they buried him and they brought his body to pieces. You must remember that. Nobody will ever find him. So these are the haramis, the murtads running the world. And you come and tell me these people are Muslims. 100% pakka murtad out of the fold of Islam. So let us give you the report of today, our programs of today. So inshallah al-Aziz, remember 8:30 to 9, Mona Zaid Khan will be interviewing Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. And between 1:05 and 1:30, Surah 95, Surah Watini wa Zaytun, verses 3 and 4. And tonight inshallah, we will be in Masjid al-Salihin. And Jamaat day from tonight is 8 o'clock, inshallah, for Isha. And after that, the live program will go on, inshallah. Contact Mona Meter there, and he will give you all the details in Masjid al-Salihin, Peter Marisburg. So make dua for us tonight, and we will make dua for you. And make dua, inshallah, our program goes out live. And inshallah, from Masjid al-Salihin in P.M. Berg, Peter Marisburg.
Well, it's exactly now 5:11 Central African time. Ustad, I'm going to record you. There's a Umrah group at the moment listening to you. Only if you wear the niqab for a complete day, you pay them. Otherwise, give out some sadaqah. Ustad.
Remember that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, when they asked the Master alayhi salatu salam, ma yalbasul muhrim, what must the person who is in ihram, in the state of consecration, wear? So when they performing Umrah, the minor pilgrimage or Hajj, and in pilgrimage, so for the ladies, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wala talbasul kuffazain, you ladies are not allowed to wear the gloves while you are in the state of ihram. Second one, Mustafa Rasulullah Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, wala tantaqibul muhrima, that you must not wear niqab, the normal niqab that touches your face and so forth. So if you wear the normal parda and all that, so you are not wearing it 24 hours and all that, you wear it, don't wear it, you open your face, all that. So remember, remember, and your face should be open if you're amongst ladies only, or if you are, you're in front of your maharim, your father, your brother, your son, or in front of your husband, and so forth. So remember that in this case, they give out 30 Saudi riyals, and that will suffice. Don't make a big issue of it. Concentrate on your umrah, and make more and more tawaf, and make dua for the ummah.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that is Istanbul a holy city, Ustaz?
Remember, Istanbul was called Islambul. So go read about Muhammad Fatih, Sultan Muhammad Fatih, how he conquered Istanbul. You must remember when he was 22 years old, a magnificent way and method, you must remember, he adopted. So Turkey has a great, great history. They rule not countries, they can rule continents from there for 640 years. That is the Khilafat-e Usmaniya, the Ottoman Empire. The same era, Saudis and others, they sold them out, you must remember, and they sold the Khilafat out, and you must remember, then the Jutlas and the Zionists, the Americans, all were involved in this, and the Young Turks and so forth and so on. So that is how they abolished the Khilafat. Go read, go to Turkey, Istanbul, great, great history, nothing to do with Islam there. You will find over 100,000 prostitutes there from Russia and other places. So is it an Islamic city? No, it's a Muslim city, not an Islamic city. Islamic city means you will find Islamic law there. There you will find every type of vice. You must remember that in Istanbul is the only city in the world that one part of it belongs to Europe and one part belongs to Asia. When you go on the Bosphorus, then you will notice it very, very clearly.
I see Jacko. He says, AK, Wuhanat. He says, what is the future of South Africa now that its parliament has decided to seize the land of white farmers without compensation? Jacko, Ustad.
Manjer Jacko, Kenyeni. Tutu said it very nice. He said that under apartheid we had the gravy train, and under democracy we got the gravy plane. So last night when I finished the Q&A, then I went there to drink my tea and so forth. Then I said, let me see the news, what happened. Instead of cutting down on the ministers, they're increasing the ministers. Can you believe that? So the gravy train is getting fatter and bigger and larger. That is South Africa, Buddha. So remember, nothing will happen. You must remember that your AFRI Forum and your whiteys and all of them will take the government to court, and they will go this way, that way. By the time everything finishes, another 10, 20 years will pass, and these guys will be out of power. So you must remember, this is just to appeal to the masses that we're going to give you land, we're going to do this. This is just, you must remember, politicking, Jacko. Yemuni Bakomat Vortni. Hela praat net. You must remember, Ghana Afri Forum too, dan is alles recht for you. If you never understood what I said, without speaking some, you understand, foreign language, I'm speaking Hollander, speaking Afrikaans. That is white men in South Africa know that the constitution is there, so they will say that take and confiscate the land without compensation. So Afri Forum will come, they will bring their senior advocates and procureurs and senior counsel, and it will go to the constitutional court. It will take years and years. So this is just cheap politicking, remember that.
I see Jaco says, yes, my mat, and he says, I had family work in Heidelberg, Ustad.
Ah, I can Heidelberg too. So you would may say, then can I on mood for Allah. I say, Allah would also cook Leicester, ne? You would for Allah say, yeah. So he told me he got family day in Heidelberg, where I was born. So I told him, they tell me, I'll go meet them. We give them one decoder free of charge, Ameen, so they can listen also, inshallah.
I've got Carl, he says, but AK, I don't understand you. Some Muslims are more corrupt than non-Muslims, right? Then why do you say such people will still go to paradise? What about us? Carl, Ustad?
Carl, I told you 100 times on several occasions, I am here to teach you and propagate Islam without being apologetic and without compromising. I am not here to defend Muslims. Muslims, you get all types. Some Muslims, remember, only pay lip service to Islam. But in the heart, there's devoid, there's no faith, there's no conviction. For such so-called Muslims, they call munafiqeen and hypocrites, the fence-sitters. When you sit on the fence, you commit a major offense. And the Quran says, Brother Carl, go refer to it. And if I give you references, Surah chapter 4, verse 145, Innal munafiqina fi dharkil asfali minan nar, that such people will be in the lowest layer of the hellfire forever. Their plight will be worse than the non-Muslim, those who play with Islam and so forth. Remember that. But the true Muslim, remember, we all are sinners, we try and so forth. You see, Carl, you want to go. You must remember to America, Turkey, wherever. So what you do, you require a passport. You require a visa. Without passport, visa, all that, you can't enter these countries there. So when you want to enter paradise, there's a passport required. So what is that passport, my brother Carl? It's Islam. You go to any other faith, remember, is not accepted, because Almighty Allah has said so. Open chapter 33, verses 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira khalidina fiha abada. Allah ta'ala curses, remember, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and has already prepared for them the inferno and the furnace, and they will dwell and stay there forever, ever, eternal doom and gloom. And those who are idol worshippers, making associates, partners with God Almighty Allah, Surah chapter 4, verse 48, Inna Allah la yaghfiru ayyushraka bihi. Allah will never forgive those who ascribe, associate somebody, something to him. So you must embrace Islam from the bottom of the heart, and you must be devoted Muslim. Then inshallah, with the grace mercy of Allah, the person will enter Jannah, paradise. Carl, last statement on this topic. When that person enters paradise, is rahmatan wa fadl amin, the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah. When a person is dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom, that is adlam min Allahi jalla wa ala, the justice system of Almighty Allah.
So I see somebody says that they don't want to mention the name, Ustad. He says that, aka morning, why is Putin so cold-hearted? He's ruthless. He's a dog. AK, Ustad.
You can call him dog. You can call him what? What do you think your Americans are? When they got my brothers there in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, for more than 20 years, without any due process, waterboarding them, torturing them, are they not dogs? So what they did to my sister there, Dr. Afia, in the hellhole, what they did to our brothers in Iraq, murdering, killing over 1 million, and Madeleine Albright, the Jewess, the Harami, she said, is worth it to kill 500,000 children. Are they not dogs? So my brother, when you speak, then compare bananas with bananas, apples with apples. Putin is the right guy. 100% is a dog, but is a good dog. You see, he's putting you all in the hot dog, and he's putting you all nicely there. So you must, he's grinding you. You must remember, you all thought America, NATO, Europe, all of you, that we will attack Luton, preemptive strike. Putin's intelligence is too sharp. They're hearing what I'm saying. You must remember that. Just like the Jutlas. So I'll meet him one day, inshallah. I've been to Russia. I've been to the Kremlin, to Moscow, St. Petersburg. But one day we will meet him, inshallah. I'll tell him, Putin, you want success in this world and a year after, then you must become Muslim. I'll Allah, make you Muslim. Allah, we want to make you commander of chief. We can't rely on these tentpot circus artists, you must remember, and actors in the Arab world. So the trapeze artists wasting our time, wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs and the Muslim rulers, majority of them non-Muslims, only by name they're Muslim. We need guys who are prepared to take them on. So yesterday, somebody sent me, listen to this, Mawlana Arafat.
Uh-huh.
Somebody sent me, people, they send me funny articles.
Uh-huh.
So if Putin is reading a book,
uh-huh.
and there is written, the president of South Africa is there, how to destroy a country without bombs. How to destroy a country without bombs, you see? So Putin is fixing America up. He's fixing your Sunak, the Indian Prime Minister. He thought he's going to make history. He's making history the other way around. You can't even get 2-3 tomatoes per person properly there in your Britain now. So everyone is finished. Germany suffering, France suffering, Britain suffering, the Jutla suffering. Everybody suffering because Putin is putting them in the right place. Putin harami, you carry on. They can call you dog or bulldog. We're making dua for you.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. I see the person says, I don't like you, no one ever, never like you, AK. You also ruthless.
I'm ruthless, 100% on the truth. We're passionate about the truth, my brother. We don't fall for your propaganda and your lies. And all of you who attack Iraq, you go to hell. Let me. If I had my way, I'll take Bush and Blair and hang them on our toll roads here.
I would like to know, Ustad, if Akika, for a newborn baby, must be done within 7 days or at a later month. Can we do it during Qurbani, Ustad?
Remember that one is the sunnah and one is permissible. So today is what? Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So your wife gave birth, your sister gave birth, so it's Tuesday. So the 7th day, next week, Monday, is the 7th day. So that is the sunnah day. You make that, perform the aqiqah. You slaughter the 2 goats or the 2 sheep for a boy, or 1 goat or 1 sheep, you must remember, for the girl. So that is what Islam teaches. You want to do it on Sunday or Saturday because of convenience, permissible. You want to do it after 1 month, 3 months, or Eid time, Eid al-Adha, permissible. So there's no problem. But Sunnah is Yom Sabi, the 7th day.
So somebody says, for what reason does Israel only steal land from Palestine, Ustad?
They want to kick out the Palestinians because when you have a small puppy, you see, then that puppy becomes a big dog. Some min kalbak ya'akulka. And then that dog becomes a bulldog and the Alsatian. So now they tell the Palestinians, you must get out from here. Go to Jordan, go to the other Arab countries, those that we want Israel. So they've got that policy that Israel is only for the Jews. Like how India, the BJP say, Hindufta, it's only for the Hindus. The rest, either you make Ram Ram, or you go to Pakistan, or you go to Kabristan. So either you go to Pakistan, or you go graveyard. So same mentality both of them got. Indians and the Indian government and Israeli government. Quran taught us about them. Surah 5 verse 82. The ending of the 6 Jews, the 6 part of the noble Quran. Your worst enemies, O Muslims, latajidanna ashaddan nasi adawatan lilladhina amanu alyahud walladhina ashraku. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Hindus. We never ever said that every Hindu, every Jew. Yes, we definitely will say majority Hindus and majority Jews. You just have to look at what's unfolding in India and in Israel, both apartheid regimes.
I see Brother Rowan says, before World War II, which country had the most powerful economy? You know it's the United States. Ustad.
So you must remember that United States doesn't have any economy. They prey on people. You must remember these type of things. You see, if you take now, I just give you 2-3 examples to refresh your memory. Because you're all caught in this web. And you look at ABC, XYZ, this one, that one, and they bombard you with information, and then you start believing it hook, line, and sinker. Majority of the time, they're lying. They speak some truth, but remember, in that, they make propaganda. I am asking you, if America is so powerful, how come they could not take on Taliban alone? They brought 47 countries and they were defeated, and to put their tails between their legs, and Afghanistan is rising now. Afghanistan, you, my brother, write it down. Write it where you want to, on your front or wherever. So you must remember that it will become a superpower. Remember that.
I mean.
And it's part of Khurasan, and this Khurasan will rise, you must remember. Second one is, so America could not take on Taliban, people who don't have shoes, people who never had a plane, with sandals and without a plane, they defeated them. They couldn't defeat even Saddam Hussein alone. They had to bring in all the big coalition and so forth, and murder over 1 million people, and then they want to apologize like Tony Blair with the crocodile tears and so forth. So remember, America is not a power on its own, that it always won the coalition. Even now, they can't take on Russia. So you must remember that. They brought in NATO, they brought in Europe, and still they're catching a hiding. So don't get fooled, my brother.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is Turkey safe for a non-Muslim tourist, Ustad?
Very safe, you must remember. You go to Iran, it's safe. You go to Turkey, it's safe. They won't harm you. Nobody will harm you. You must remember, these are secular countries. Turkey, he's now bringing a little bit Islam, Erdogan, but it's a secular state, you must remember that. They got Mustafa Kemal Atatürk statues right through the whole of Turkey, Istanbul, and so forth. Iran, they say, is Islam. It's not Islam, that. It is Iranian propaganda. It's not an Islamic revolution, it's an Iranian revolution. But it's very safe, remember that. Nobody will harm you, that's for sure. Yeah. You must not poke your nose in their politics. Then they'll hang you up properly. Last question.
Somebody says, Ustad, that Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, will never ever like Islam. Ustad.
Yeah, so we're not asking him to like Islam. If he wants to go to hell, let him go to hell. So remember, that's his choice. So inshallah, tonight we will be in Marisburg, the big night, auspicious night. A Jamaat Salat is 8 o'clock. And inshallah, the program will be live on Markaz Sahaba. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.